In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
I am here today with a heart full of hope and a spirit lifted by the divine promise that our God is a God of the impossible. In times of uncertainty, when the challenges seem insurmountable and the road ahead appears daunting, it is essential for us to remember the profound truth that we serve a God who specializes in turning the impossible into possibilities. So, my friend, life, as we all know, is an unpredictable journey filled with unexpected twists and turns. One moment, we may find ourselves on cloud nine, and the next, grappling with challenges that appear insurmountable. These challenges come in various forms, testing the very fabric of our faith and resilience. Health issues may knock on our doors, bringing with them a wave of uncertainty and fear. The diagnosis may seem bleak, the treatment arduous, but in these moments, let us remember that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, and healing is not beyond the reach of our Creator. And financial struggles may cast shadows on our dreams and aspirations. Bills may pile up, debts may accumulate, and the road to financial stability may seem like an endless uphill climb. Yet, in the midst of these struggles, we are reminded that God is not just a provider. He is our sustainer. His abundance exceeds our lack, and His provision knows no bounds. So, broken relationships, whether with family, friends, or partners, can leave us feeling shattered and alone. The pain of betrayal, abandonment, or unresolved conflicts can be overwhelming. However, even in the brokenness of human relationships, God offers us the promise of His unfailing love and the strength to navigate the complexities of human connection. In these moments of despair and overwhelming darkness, it is crucial to acknowledge that we are not alone. God is with us, walking beside us through the valleys and standing with us on the mountaintops. His presence is our anchor in the storm, and His light shines even in the darkest corners of our lives. So, as we face the reality of impossible situations, let us cling to the assurance that God's presence is our refuge in the shadow of life's challenges. His light pierces through, illuminating a path of hope and restoration. May we find solace in knowing that, no matter the circumstances, God is intimately acquainted with our struggles and is ready to guide us through the storms of life. Now, my dear friends, let's take a stroll down the corridors of our memories and reflect on the chapters of our lives where God's fingerprints are unmistakably present. Think back to those moments when the weight of the world seemed too much to bear, and suddenly, God's grace descended, turning despair into hope, darkness into light. Remember the times when your health was in jeopardy and the doctors painted a grim picture. Yet, here you are today, a living testimony to God's healing touch. Reflect on the seasons of financial drought when bills piled up like mountains and you wondered how you would make ends meet. Yet, somehow, in the 11th hour, provisions poured in and your needs were met abundantly. Consider the broken relationships that left you shattered and alone. It may have felt like the end of a chapter, but God, the ultimate author, had a plot twist waiting for you. He mended hearts, restored connections, and brought beauty from the ashes of brokenness. Our faith is not built on wishful thinking or mere optimism. It's firmly grounded in a rich history of God's unwavering faithfulness. each of us has a story to tell. A story of God's intervention, His mercy, and His miraculous hand at work in our lives. These stories are not just anecdotes. They are evidence of a God who specializes in handling the impossible. And here's the beautiful truth. God hasn't changed. The same God who parted seas, healed the sick, and resurrected the dead is the God we serve today. His character is constant, His promises unshakable, and His love enduring. As we face our current challenges, let us draw strength from the living testimonies within our community and be reminded that the God who worked miracles in the past is more than capable of doing the same in our lives today. My beloved friends, let's delve into the core of our emotions, the very essence of what it means to face the impossible. When life throws its most formidable challenges our way, fear can grip our hearts. It's a natural response. After all, we are human. But as we open the pages of our sacred scriptures, we find a profound truth. Perfect love casts out fear in moments of impossibility. Fear whispers doubt and uncertainty into our minds. Will I overcome this? Can I endure the storm? These questions may loom large, threatening to overshadow our faith. Yet, the Word of God reassures us that the love of our Heavenly Father is perfect, and in that perfection, fear finds no room to thrive. Imagine a love so complete, so all-encompassing, that it banishes fear to the shadows. This is the love God extends to each one of us. It's a love that knows no bounds, a love that was demonstrated through the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. In the face of this love, fear loses its power. Today, I invite you to make a conscious choice, a choice to embrace faith over fear. Let us declare with unwavering confidence that our God is greater than any challenge we may face. It's not a denial of the difficulty or a dismissal of the emotions we feel, but rather a bold affirmation that our trust in God surpasses the fear that seeks to paralyze us. Faith is not the absence of fear. Rather, it's the triumph of trust over fear. It's taking that step forward, even when the path ahead seems shrouded in uncertainty. It's raising our heads high, knowing that we are held in the hands of a God who spoke the galaxies into existence. So, let's anchor our hearts in the unshakable truth that God's love has conquered fear. In our moments of weakness, may we draw strength from the assurance that, with God, we are more than conquerors. The road may be tough, but our faith is tougher. Together, let us walk in the confidence that our God, the one who calms the storms, is with us every step of the way. My brothers and sisters, let's delve into a profound truth that often challenges the very core of our being, the difficulty of relinquishing control, especially when faced with the seemingly insurmountable. In the face of the impossible, our natural inclination is to grasp for control, to plan meticulously, and to strive for a sense of order amidst the chaos. Yet, here lies one of the greatest paradoxes of faith. The call to surrender control to the one who holds the universe in His hands. It's not an easy journey, for surrender requires us to lay down our desires for a predetermined outcome, and to trust that God's plan surpasses our understanding. The desire for control is deeply rooted in our human nature. We want to fix things, plan every detail, and ensure a smooth path ahead. However, God beckons us to a higher way, a way of surrender. In our surrender, His power is made perfect. It's not about giving up. It's about giving over. It's about acknowledging that our finite understanding is no match for the infinite wisdom of our Creator. Picture a boat in the river of life. navigating turbulent waters. The natural instinct is to tighten our grip on the oars, believing that our strength can navigate the storm. Yet, in surrender, we release the oars and allow the current of God's providence to guide us. It's in this surrender that His power is revealed, a power that can calm the raging seas and steer us through the most treacherous waters. Today, let's take a courageous step and release the burdens we carry. Let's acknowledge that, in our surrender, we are not losing.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
In control, but gaining access to the divine control of a God who loves us unconditionally. Release the need to understand every twist and turn, and trust that God is in control. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus, facing the impending cross, surrendered his will to the Father, saying, "Not my will, but yours be done." It was in that surrender that salvation's plan unfolded. Similarly, our surrender opens the door to God's perfect plan for our lives. So, my dear friends, as we face the impossible, let's release our tight grip on control. Let's trust that the one who holds the stars in place is more than capable of orchestrating the details of our lives. In surrender, we find strength, peace, and the assurance that indeed, God is in control. Dear brothers and sisters, let's move into the realm of prayer, a sacred conversation that connects our hearts to the very heart of God. In the face of the impossible, prayer becomes not just a routine, but a lifeline, a direct line to the one who holds the keys to the universe. In times of impossibility, it's crucial that we become fervent in our prayers. Prayer is more than a ritual. It's a heartfelt dialogue with the Almighty. It's where we lay bare our fears, hopes, and dreams, entrusting them to a God who not only hears, but responds with divine wisdom and love. Imagine prayer as a direct line to the heavenly throne, a line that is never busy or out of service. It's an invitation to pour out our hearts, knowing that we are heard by the one who formed us from dust and breathed life into our beings. And the tapestry of our lives. Each prayer is a thread that weaves our story into the grand narrative of God's redemption. However, prayer is not a one-sided conversation. It involves not only speaking, but also listening. Listening to the gentle whispers of God's Spirit, guidance that may come in unexpected ways. As we pray, let's cultivate an openness to discern the answers God provides, even if they don't align with our preconceived notions. Equally important is the virtue of patience. In a world that often demands instant gratification, waiting patiently for God's timing can be a challenge. Yet, remember this: God's delays are not denials. In the unseen realm, He is working behind the scenes, orchestrating a beautiful resolution to our impossible situation. Think of Joseph, who, after years of trials, found himself in a position to save his family and an entire nation. His journey was a testament to the power of divine timing. In our waiting, God is aligning circumstances, molding character, and preparing us for the beautiful resolution He has in store. So, my dear friends, let's be persistent in prayer, laying our impossibilities at the feet of our Heavenly Father. Let's also cultivate the patience to trust in His perfect timing. As we wait, let's be assured that the God who hears our prayers is actively working on our behalf. In the symphony of divine intervention, every prayer is a note. And in His perfect timing, God will bring about a harmonious resolution to our impossible situations. Now, my friends, let's anchor our hearts in the profound truth that God is the master of turning impossibilities into possibilities. Our journey through the intricacies of faith, surrender, prayer, and patience all lead us to one resounding conclusion. God will handle the impossible. Our hope doesn't rest on the shaky foundation of our abilities or the unpredictable nature of circumstances. No, our hope is securely anchored in the unwavering faithfulness of our Heavenly Father, the God who parted seas, healed the sick, and raised the dead is the same God who walks with us today. Whatever you find yourself facing in this very moment, whether it be a towering mountain or an uncharted sea, know this. God is on your side. His love is a shield. His wisdom is a guide. And his power is limitless. There is always a way, not because of our strength, but because of his. As you leave this message today, may you carry with you a renewed sense of trust. Trust that transcends the visible and dives deep into the realms of the unseen. Our God, who handled the impossible in the past, is more than capable of carrying you through your challenges today and always. So, let your hearts be filled with hope, your spirits be lifted with courage, and your minds be anchored in faith. Let us declare with unwavering confidence, God will handle the impossible. Now, open your hearts to pray with me. Heavenly Father, we come to you today with heavy hearts and troubled minds. We are facing challenges that seem insurmountable, and we feel overwhelmed and alone. But we know that you are a God of love and mercy, and that you hear our prayers. So we lift up our struggles to you, knowing that you are the source of all strength and comfort. We pray that you would give us the courage to face each day with hope and determination, even in the midst of our pain. May we find solace in your presence, and may your peace that surpasses all understanding fill our hearts and minds. Help us to trust in your plan for our lives, even when we don't understand it. Lord, we pray for all those who are struggling with physical, emotional, or spiritual pain. We ask that you would heal their wounds and ease their suffering. We pray for those who are lonely, that they may find the love and companionship they need. We pray for those who are lost, that they may find their way back to you. And we pray for those who are in despair, that they may find hope and joy in your presence. Lord, we lift up our financial struggles to you, and we ask that you would grant us a breakthrough. We believe that you are able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. And we trust that you will provide for us in ways we cannot even imagine. Lord, we pray for wisdom and discernment as we make financial decisions. Help us to be good stewards of all the resources you have given us, and to use them wisely and responsibly. May we be faithful in our giving, even when it seems like we don't have enough to give. We pray for new opportunities and open doors, that we may find ways to increase our income and pay off our debts. We pray for favor with our creditors and lenders, that they may be willing to work with us and extend us grace and mercy. Lord, we know that nothing is impossible for you, and that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So we place our trust in you, and we believe that you will provide for us in ways that are beyond our wildest dreams. Dear Lord, we know that nothing is impossible for you, and that you are able to heal us of all our diseases and afflictions. So we lift up our sicknesses to you, and we ask that you would touch us with your healing power. May your Holy Spirit move within us, bringing restoration and healing to every part of our bodies. We pray for strength and courage as we face our illnesses. Help us to find peace in your presence, and to trust in your plan for our lives. May we never forget that you are always with us, even in the midst of our pain. Lord, we also pray for all those who are suffering from chronic illnesses or disabilities. We ask that you would give them the strength and grace they need to face each day with hope and determination. May they find comfort in your love, and may they know that they are never alone. We pray for all those who are caring for loved ones who are sick or disabled. Give them the wisdom and strength they need to provide the best care possible, and may they find rest and refreshment in your presence. Lord, we know that you are a God of healing and restoration, and that you are able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. So we place our trust in you, and we believe that you will bring healing and wholeness to our bodies and our minds. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.